little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
You rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
The song Let's Go Surfing was the soundtrack to the summer back in the late noughties. The catchy indie pop tune was by the American band The Drums, fronted by Johnny Pierce. 10 years on, and Pierce has left behind his surf pop hits in favour of something a little more personal. In 2017, he released Abysmal Thoughts, which he wrote during a dark period in his life. And this year he's releasing Brutalism, an exploration of self-care, self-acceptance, and battling the depression he'd written about on his last record. Johnny Pierce of The Drums came to Midori House to play a few tracks from the new LP and to talk about his new approach to life and music.
Hey, this is Johnny Pierce from The Drums, and we're about to play one of our singles, 626 Bedford Avenue, from our new album, Brutalism.
626 Bedford Avenue, don't think I regret that night of kissing you. Baby, let's have a conversation, and God forbid we have a connection. I'd like to know what you're thinking, 'cause I don't get near what I've been given. 626 Bedford Avenue, I think I regret that night of kissing you. I should have left when you left at my shoes. 626 Stupid Avenue, don't think I regret that night of kissing you. I fell in love, and you treat me like shame. I don't think you're ready, but I don't think you can forget me. Your insecurities are ruining everything that we could be. Get your head out of your ass and take a good look at yourself. 626 Bedford Avenue, don't think I regret that night of kissing you. I should have left when you left at my shoes. 626 Stupid Avenue, don't think I regret that night of kissing you. I fell in love, and you treat me like shit. You might be a psychopath, you might wanna check that. You might be a psychopath, check.
Johnny Pierce, welcome to the session at Midori House.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for playing for us today.
It's a nice studio. It feels cozy.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy in here. We like to create a bit of ambiance for our guests.
And everyone's nice.
Yeah.
For the outside listener, if you ever make your way in here, you're just going to be greeted with a lot of warmth. It's really a welcome respite from, you know, traveling through Berlin and all over the place. So I feel very nurtured.
Oh, well, we do our best.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Coffee, water, it's all here.
Well, we are here to talk about you and your album, Brutalism, your new album. And I believe the first song that you wrote for this was Body Chemistry, which you played for us today.
Yes.
And the opening line to that is, change my life, everyone is telling me to change my life. And I wondered if that line particularly was a real starting point for this album.
It was. You're right on the money. And, you know, that line specifically, I think really what I was trying to say was, like, it's not everyone's telling me I should change my life. It's like, I'm telling myself I should change my life, you know? I just felt like I was at the beginning of sort of a paradigm shift in my life, in my heart, in my head. I was ready for something new. I was ready to grow. I feel like I had been, as a human and as an artist, sort of flatlining a little bit, like not on purpose, you know, but just kind of not knowing which direction to go to kind of like just continue on the path towards wholeness, which is something I'm really into. Like I it's a new thing for me. I used to really romanticize having a chaotic life and being reckless, and that path just always led me to sadness. So the album itself is like really investigative. It's like there's a lot of self-exploration. And during the making of this album, I didn't really find answers, but I've started moving forward a little bit. And I think now that the album is wrapped, I do have some like little truth nuggets that kind of came from all of this. You know, you can't find truth if you're not looking for it, really, you know. So it's just an album that has a lot more awareness around it. I'm interested in matters of the heart, period, you know. And when I talk with someone or I'm getting to know someone, I just like, I kind of go for the jugular. Like I want to get in there. I want to know the person. I don't have a lot of tolerance for light chit chat. I feel like a minute of light chit chat is a minute wasted for me. I mean, that sounds really rigid, but I'm just at that point in my life where I want every day to count. I want every moment to count. I want every interview to count. And I have so much to say. I can't possibly write about surfing anymore. You know, like it would just be such a betrayal to who I am, and you know, and what's the point of living my life one way and then writing a cute little beachy song, you know, when it's time to like pour my heart out as an artist. So I just trying to align. I'm trying to like take the human that I am and the artist that I am and really just make them one.
But then talking about the old songs, the Let's Go Surfing, all of those, mm-hmm. you can still hear elements of that in what you're making now. Is it still important for the drum sound to keep a little bit of what it was to begin with in there?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the function is so much more important than the form. So I don't mind if people hear the new record and say, oh, it kind of reminds me of like a surfy sound. But I would mind if somebody listened to the whole record and didn't feel touched by the lyrics, or at least, you know, if they weren't connecting somehow beyond just like, oh, I like surfing too. This is great. You know, my buddies are going to love this, you know? So I want it to be kind of intensely personal. And I don't know a lot of artists that are willing to really just kind of like bear all. And I don't know why that is, and it makes me sad. And so I'm in this lucky position that some people on this planet care about what I say. So I feel like it's my responsibility to just be really honest, and sometimes brutally honest. Body chemistry.
Change my life, everyone is telling me to change my life. Maybe I'm depressed, or maybe I know too much about the world, about myself. I know some good luck and a good fuck. Nice glass of wine and some quality time is gonna make you mine, but it's not what I'm trying to find. I know some good luck and a good fuck. A nice glass of wine and some quality time is gonna make you mine, and it's fine, and it's fine, and it's fine. It's my chemistry. Not forgiving me, body chemistry. unforgiving. Oh, everyone is in one room, and I'm in the next room. I lean into the corner, I smell the wall like tail, I smell it. A good flirt, some good fucks, a nice glass of wine, and some quality time is gonna make you mine. But it's not what I'm trying to find. I know some good luck and a good fuck, a nice glass of wine, and some quality time is gonna make you mine. And it's fine, and it's fine, and it's fine. It's my chemistry, not forgiving me. Body chemistry, unrelenting.
Collaborated with such an incredible list of people. Mark Ronson, Ed Drost, Michael Stipe, Trent Mueller, Edwin Collins, amongst others. Do you have like a wish list of all the people you want to work with and you just kind of go down and take them all?
No, it's all they're always coming to me.
Amazing.
I like deal with such insecurities. So I like for me to reach out and say to someone like, we should work on a track together. I'm getting better at it, but a year ago, I wouldn't dare. And the trick is when you go to collaborate with someone, it's like the trick for me is I'm not going to pretend to be anyone except for who I am, you know, because we're all just wasting time if I'm trying to do something that isn't authentic to me or something that like I don't want to do, you know, it's a waste of time. So the more I just like decide to be myself, like the better results I see, you know. But I used to be like so anti-collaborate, like no collaborating ever. Like that was my mantra. Like I'm an artist, not a banker. This isn't about strategies. Like how do we get a big hit? How do we make a bunch of money? Let's match these two guys up, you know, like. And now I'm kind of like, I just finished a record. I kind of have a little bit of a knack for melody. I'm living in LA. Maybe I'll just try to write with someone. So I'm actually working on some like hip hop stuff right now, which is kind of new for me. And for me, it's like, it's so much more than just working with someone. This is like a reflection of personal growth for me, you know? So when I go into a session and I write something and people are happy and I feel genuine joy from it, like that's a new experience for me.
And has that affected the way that you write your own music as well, do you think?
Good question. I've loosened the reins on my own work, and I've learned like the power of letting go, the power of delegating and becoming less of a control freak. This next song is called Loner.
That perfect face, I'm not sure if it's a game I should play. Do you have something good to say? Cause I've got 300 elephants shitting on my grave. What's wrong when there's nothing to do? He said he could come and I said I could too. I wish there was more between me and you. I want love, I want love, I want love. And I don't want to be alone. And I am scared of all the people in the world. And I have never had a home. I am too afraid, so I keep moving through the world. I keep moving through the world. G change me. Time will change me. Well, trust me, baby. The ship comes back. Self-sabotage, or is my life on pause? Am I inventing flaws? The ship comes back. And I don't want to be alone. And I am scared of all the people in the world. And I have never had a home. I am too afraid, so I keep moving through the world. I keep moving through the world. I would like to find a place where maybe I could find some peace. Even if I change my name, I'm a different player in the same old game. And I don't want to be alone.
You've been listening to the sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was The Drums, whose new album, Brutalism, comes out on April the 5th on Anti. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix. Join us at the same time next week for music by Swedish pop band Vivi. But until then, thanks for listening.
Moving through the world, I keep moving through.